USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. President Biden says the people of Maui will have what they need to recover after the deadly wildfires there.
Today is burned, but it's still standing. Trees survive for a reason. I believe it's a very powerful symbol of what we can and will do to get through this crisis.
While touring the town of Lahaina Monday, he met with families of victims and thanked first responders. The wildfires tore through Maui earlier this month, with the historic Lahaina town taking most of the damage. So far, 114 people have been confirmed dead, with roughly 850 reported missing still. San Diego Mayor Todd Gloria is thanking city workers there for their hard work during Tropical Storm Hillary.
I want to again express my appreciation and thanks to our city and county teams for their efforts and preparations over the last several days. Because of their hard work, the worst that we feared never came to pass.
No deaths are reported as a result of the storm, but heavy rains, especially in mountain communities, did cause problems with flooding, mud, and rock slides. Hillary was the first tropical storm to hit the region in 84 years. Former President Trump will be a no-show for the first GOP primary debate this Wednesday.
Former President Donald Trump has confirmed he won't participate in the upcoming Republican presidential primary debate or others. Trump, an early GOP frontrunner, had long expressed reluctance to join rivals on stage due to his commanding lead in the race. I'm John Schaefer.
Bond is set at $200,000 for former President Trump in his Georgia election case. Trump's lawyers met with the Fulton County DA Monday to negotiate terms of his bond and release. Trump and co-defendants in the case have until noon Friday to surrender. And House Republicans are issuing subpoenas for four IRS and FBI officials as part of their investigation into alleged DOJ interference in the Hunter Biden tax case. This is USA News.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors, it helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Workers across the country want more flexibility with their jobs. Bankrate senior economic analyst Mark Hamrick.
Nearly 9 out of 10 workers support a 4-day work week.
He says workers learned some lessons about productivity during the pandemic.
Americans really are prioritizing more flexibility with their work, and they're willing to make certain sacrifices in order to achieve that.
Hamrick says the data from a recent Bankrate survey shows workers are willing to change jobs and even take lower pay if it means they could work 4 days per week. A judge Monday announced an Ohio teen guilty of deliberately crashing her car to kill her boyfriend will spend 15 years to life in prison.
The unintended and collateral consequences of a selfish, intentional, and cruel decision by McKenzie will ripple forever in time. It's literally changed history because it's ended two lives.
Last week, 19-year-old McKenzie Cirillo was found guilty of killing her 20-year-old boyfriend and a 19-year-old male passenger by smashing her car into a brick wall when she was 17. Cleveland prosecutors said the crash at 100 miles per hour was no accident, and the judge agreed. The Biden administration's warning Americans not to travel to Belarus and urging those in the country to leave immediately. This is due to continued facilitation of Russia's war against Ukraine, so says the State Department. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.